Cannabis has been in use for thousands of years throughout different cultures for different disorders, anxiety, insomnia, seizures, etc. It was around 8000 BC that the hemp plant was used for making textiles, ropes, clothing, etc. In 2700 BC, Shen Nong, considered to be the father of traditional Chinese medicine, out of curiosity, took 365 different plants to check for their medicinal effect. He chewed each of them and made notes of their effect. The experiment lasted over 365 days, with some days taken off to recover from adverse effects associated with some of the plants he took at random. Interestingly, after taking the cannabis plant, he realized the severe pain associated with gout he was suffering from subsided. The first indication that cannabis came to North America was back in 1611 with the first settlers, and in the 1800s, there was an explosion in cannabis research, particularly in Europe. The chemists in Europe were having heydays at that time. They were working in the booming textile industry, taking various plants and chemically extracting different compounds from these plants to dye clothes. Some of the health guys thought it was a good idea to go along on the extraction spree and use some of the extracted compounds to see if they have any therapeutic value for various diseases. In 1850, cannabis was part of the United States Pharmacopoeia and was prescribed for health conditions. In 1935, there were about 28 cannabis therapeutic drugs that were available for doctors to prescribe for their patients. This led to a number of research and development programs, until it all went horribly wrong in the mid-1970s by the single negative campaign of a man named Harry J. Anslinger. He demonized cannabis completely, using different publishing outfits and magazines to write nasty articles about it, claiming it was the Chinese and Mexicans bringing in drugs over the border to destroy the fabrics of the American society.